It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
It's just so funny that in like the 50s, people thought this is what the jungle was like. And you go down there, young Melissa, and you'll hear lots of music. Mostly pipe organs.
Or Atlantis.
Yeah, except it sounds a little bit more like... Come on, that's my Atlantis joke.
Is that turkey?
Do you know what's the horrible thing about Atlantis?
No.
Who could have seen it coming? Come on, man.
All right, you got a little chuckle out of me.
Come on, see? They eat at you.
Yeah.
Just like evolution, they eat at you. They eventually get you. Erosion. Erosion's a better one.
Oh, I didn't get the evolution.
See,
maybe erosion a little bit.
Well, hey. Listen, when I try to speak Spanish, the problems I have with words are that they often sound the same, but they mean very different things. Same apparently happens in English. I meant erosion. I said shut up instead. I mean, you can see how those two phrases are so close together. The thing that's so interesting about being a Denver fan is that it seems a lot of times, or at least lately, that, you have guys who can play in systems. And you have guys who should be on teams. But for whatever reason, they're not here anymore. And all you can do is sit there and think about what if. I mean, I know people hate to hear this, and I'm not advocating anything like a go back to the glory days because we're well past that. We're one Super Bowl past that. One Super Bowl win and two Super Bowls past. But I will tell you that Tim Tebow is the best quarterback to run Gary Kubiak's offense. But he throws terrible practice passes. And I will tell you.
Or with the wrong hand.
Doesn't matter. You can't throw with either hand. My kid throws better. But the point is, in practice. I'm telling you, in practice. But game time, man. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got put my other hand up. Tim Tebow throws two passes and then throws one more on a touchdown on the last play of the game to beat the Miami Dolphins and come back down from 8 points down. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Money on my mind. I mean, there's just guys. DJ Khaled. Yeah.
Listen. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
On every... On every one of the playoff teams that the Denver Nuggets have been, except one, who was on that team? Who's a scoring power forward that the Nuggets could really use to take him to the next hurdle? Who's that star that's the guy that they need to take him over the hump? Who's that all-star that could live in Denver and learn and knows the ropes about living in Denver and still being a star? Who could possibly be the player that could solidify this Nuggets offense that's scoring already 145 with God knows what at the power forward? I'm just saying. Fareed, I like. Gallinari, I like. Wilson, I like. But we need a star there, and there it is. It ain't Paul George, but you're not giving up Paul George's talent.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray playing the point. We're playing, you know, Moutier playing the point and Jamal Murray moving over. Gary Harris. Carmelo. Jokic.
That'd be quite.
Talk about that as a starting lineup for the Denver Nuggets. And we're not talking about, we're going to be losing spots. We want to be in the. I hate that so much. That's so much. Oh, Les and Eric talk about that so much. How they want to see the tanking. It's just crap, man.
No, I want to see the team do good. I want to see them make the playoffs.
Listen. I would like a lottery pick too.
Everybody wants a lottery pick.
But that means you have to be horrible.
That means your team has to be horrible for the lottery pick.
Do you know that most scientists would agree that there could be an asteroid out there that tomorrow that would we would not see, and then tomorrow will come in and kill us all? It could happen. Because there are
scary to think about.
Hey, listen, man. One of the most frightening books I've ever read in my life was Bill Bryson's A Secret History of Everything, or whatever it's called. I think that's what that's called. A Secret History of Everything, or but whatever. I got Bill Bryson, so I know that's correct. Short History of Nearly Everything. And that thing did two things for me. One, I am not necessarily religious, but it really upped my faith because, dear God, we are hanging by a thread here in the middle of nowhere. And two, it shows you how many ways the civilization could possibly die, that it's a joy to live every day. Terrifying book. Good for the children, right before bedtime.
Sweet dreams.
Here's an asteroid coming right at you.
Think about that.
They just don't know. I mean, they've had asteroids that have passed as close as 200,000 miles away, killer asteroids, like world killer ones. So I'm just telling you, in the scheme of sports, let's win today, man. Let's win today. And that doesn't mean doing the getting fleeced, but it means make good trades to get some talent to win today. If you can win today, win today. All right. If you don't want to be in the eighth playoff spot because you think that you can't beat Golden State, pardon my French, but what you should have done is try and persuade Carmelo Anthony to come back for a year. And you would not be in the eighth spot, man.
I wouldn't mind Melo coming back. I enjoyed the years he was here.
I'm just telling you that, you know, first of all, he was never injured when he was here. The least games he played was 50, and that was because he got traded halfway through. He's been a little bit less in New York, but he's getting older. But those teams made the playoffs every year. Do you realize that?
Yeah, every year that he was here, yeah.
People do not remember this. Because what ended up happening was the Nuggets were always running into the Spurs. And they'd have to play, you know, and they just couldn't. And even when Nene was there, Nene was a Tim Duncan killer on defense. But that was the only time he seemed to show up. And they just didn't have the scoring that they do now. If that team had had a guy like Jokic on the team, I'm telling you, that team would have been very devastating. But for people who don't recall, in Carmelo Anthony's first home playoff game, there was a certain number 23 sitting in one of the boxes, holding up a Nuggets jersey because his team won in the playoffs. Carmelo's team was in the playoffs.
It was in LeBron, was it?
It was indeed LeBron James.
Yeah.
The crowd tried very hard to get him to put on that shirt, but he wouldn't do it.
No. It reminds me like when I'd wear my Nuggets jerseys in San Antonio.
So, I mean, I get the Carmelo bashing. You know, I get Lala. I think she could have done more she really upset the balance. I think Carmelo, there were issues here with Carmelo. You know, I think that he got hassled probably more than he should have. But one thing that Carmelo learned, and he learned when he was able to sign that max contract deal, that he signed the max, remember, when everybody else went short three-year-term deals so they could opt out earlier to get way more money. Carmelo went the max, which saved the Nuggets a lot of money.
Yes.
You don't. No one forgets. No one remembers that either. Carmelo wasn't in that Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, LeBron James class because he had signed the max deal, not the or shorter three opt-out one. Ethics, man.
Did us a favor.
He did. And we got a lot for him. But this is a better management team, I feel. I feel like it's a better management team. And I'm just telling you that if you could have gotten Carmelo, or if you can figure out a way to get Carmelo back here, he plays enough defense. I mean, he plays enough. He plays enough. And it, when it matters, he plays it better than he's probably given credit for. But you're not going to lose any scoring. You've solidified your lineup. And that team, where you could have Jokic or Carmelo making the last shot into a guy that Carmelo would love to pass to.
I don't see why not.
It's just a shame, but, you know, a guy can dream. And that's why we have the Darren Copeland Experience.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.